I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
Are they teasing a Seth Rollins heel turn here? Because if you think about it, Rollins accepted the match. Cody didn't even accept it. It was Rollins. And that promo on Raw, I thought was perfect for planting some seeds in there of doubt. Like, do I think it's going to happen? Do I think Seth's going to turn? No. But I like that they're playing that field in there because people have been thinking about that.
Who's ready for story time?
What's going on? This is Xavier Woods, aka Austin Creed.
Let me talk to you.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Adam! Hey, everyone. This is Jeff Cobb.
I have to finish the story.
We are pretty deadly. Yes, boy. Yes, boy.
Run!
Bang! The sniper is shooting you down. This is TMDK's Robbie Eagles.
Hey, hey. This is the Cosmic Cactus, Paul London.
Hello, my name is Ilya Dragunov. The Czar, the NXT champion, and you're listening to...
And you're listening to...
And you're listening...
And you are listening...
And you're listening
to the Wrestling Podcast.
The Wrestling Podcast.
The Wrestling Podcast.
The Wrestling Podcast.
To the Wrestling Podcast. Yeah.
You're now listening to the longest running weekly episodic wrestling podcast in the Philippines, in Asia. In fact, this has been the Wrestling Podcast. My name is Chino Liao, taking things over as Ro Moran and Stancy have to take time away from, and Ro and ASH, of course, have to take time away from things. But don't worry, Emil Nate and myself will be taking care of you for the rest of the wrestling talk that happened on our live stream. This half of the recording now just has WWE news featuring our takes on what happened on Monday Night Raw, as well as the currently ongoing saga with the WrestleMania card. Interested? Well, jump right in to the Wrestling Podcast. We shall go to our next slide and see that our main events for nights 1 and 2 of WrestleMania are now set. Cody Rhodes, Seth Rollins are to take on The Rock and Roman Reigns in night 1. And then night 2 features title matches for all three of the 4 participants on this card. So, Emil, first of all, let's talk about that Cody segment. My God. Yeah. It was, I didn't expect him to be that all emotional, you know, and I was surprised by it. But I think they hit the nail in the head of planting some doubts. Because after SmackDown, that's all I could think about. Like, I think Derv and I even argued about it on our personal chat na, are they teasing a Seth Rollins heel turn here? Because if you think about it, Rollins accepted the match. Cody didn't even accept it. It was Rollins. And that promo on Raw, I thought was perfect for planting some seeds in there of doubt. Like, do I think it's going to happen? Do I think Seth's going to turn? No. But I like that they're playing that field in there because people have been thinking about that ever since this whole thing started. Now, is Seth really... that trustworthy of Cody, of trustworthy, because Cody and Seth did have a feud years ago, and Cody has beaten Seth every single time. So, because they also, I thought the promo between Seth and Drew also kind of hit all the bullet points that
lot of people are thinking na, you know, like, is Seth doing this to weasel his way into the main event? So this could spark some tension down the line between Cody and Seth. And then, again, kaabang-abang yung mga mangyari in the next few weeks or so.
Yeah, I also didn't expect Cody Rhodes to be that emotional, but I absolutely love the promo that he delivered. I think this was their attempt at writing the train on the tracks by putting him back in the title picture. Kasi nga, na-distract tayo, dumating si The Rock. And we were all distracted by The Rock. And then we were all mad that it might not end up the way we think it's ending up. But the creative team behind all of this actually led us right down the correct path here by giving us the title matches on just two separate occasions, I guess you could say. With regards to the heel turn of Seth Rollins, kung mangyari yon, I'll be severely disappointed, because if it happens and he blue balls and he turns on Cody while Cody is still set to compete for Roman Reigns' title, we might risk blue-balling everybody else from Cody finishing the story. The thing that everybody has been asking for like years, might actually not happen yet. And then, it'll be another year of Cody trying to win again. So, parang, wag na muna siya mag-side quest, diba? Finish this thread first, tie it up nice and neat, and then move on if you have another challenger. Diba? If Seth drops, I can easily see Seth going into the descent into madness if he loses the title to Drew. And then he can just go after Cody from there. But then magkaibang brands na, it'll be a whole thing. So it'll be even messier kung mangyari yon prematurely.
That's why I like that they teased it. Because in my mind, if you tease something, it's not going to happen. That's the way of thinking for me when I'm watching these things. If they teased it, it's probably not going to happen. So I'm glad that they went the way they did on the promos, both the Seth and the Cody promos on Raw. Again, you know, it plants seeds of doubt for people of, probably Cody, baka may chance na Cody's not going to finish his story, or baka may chance na he gets screwed over again. So again, kudos to the creative team for all of the things that happened over the last couple of weeks on WWE TV.
Yeah, great stuff. Cody and Seth aren't the only people competing for a title on WrestleMania because of that. Let's move on to the next slide. Because of that amazing gauntlet match that main evented Raw this week, Sami Zayn is set to face Gunther for the Intercontinental Championship at WrestleMania.
All right, so this was a great main event match on Raw. I love that every single one of them got a vignette throughout the show, them making a solid case of why they should be facing Gunther at WrestleMania, and it was a great match. It was a great match on Raw. The final two, I think that was the best part of it, when it was Sammy versus Chad. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about the result. So Sami Zayn won. And normally when Sami Zayn wins something, people on the internet are typically happy. But this one, it was different. Like after the pin, as much as I'm happy that we're going to get Sami Zayn versus Gunther at WrestleMania, which is something that we actually predicted on the past episode of the podcast, I can't help but to feel for Chad Gable, because I really thought that Chad Gable was going to win. Even though in the back of my mind, always, okay, maybe they're going to go for Sami versus Gunther for the star power. But the storyline makes sense for Chad to go after Gunther, because there's some unfinished business in there. Sami has never faced Gunther ever since Gunther became the IC champion. So there's no backstory behind it. So it's kind of like, okay, Sami won the gauntlet, so now he's facing Gunther. With Chad, I think there's more gravitas for people to root for him even more, because they saw this guy go after Gunther last year and fail. They told that story on the vignettes na, you know, this is the comeback So parang it's a road to comeback for Chad Gable, and it's kind of disappointing as well na hindi siya yung nanalo. But again, we're still weeks before WrestleMania, so maybe something could change, but as of right now, that's the slate. That's where we're going. Sammy versus Gunther. Do I feel like they will insert Chad Gable here? I don't know. I don't know how are they going to do that. But I thought people were kind of were fickle for hating on the Sami Zayn win. Yes, Chad Gable deserves it, but Sami Zayn versus Gunther will also be a banger of a match at WrestleMania. But I get the people's feelings about it, though.
You know, I agree with some of the points that you said. Gets ko na dapat si Chad talaga yon, but I think this is just them giving Sammy a WrestleMania spot for all the work that he's been doing. It doesn't necessarily mean he walks away with the IC title. It just means that we'll have one hell of a match on the WrestleMania card, diba? And Chad Gable is still very much in play here. I know for a fact, because of all the other things we'll talk about in a bit, that the Triple H regime listens to the fans this time around.
Oh, yeah.
Time and again. So kung may clamor for a Chad Gable IC title run, even if it's just a short one, I'm sure when you make enough noise, it will happen. So I don't count Chad Gable out just yet. That incredible showing he had he eliminated two guys sa gauntlet, definitely worthy of an IC title run. Dun pa lang, diba? So I say that this is just another Gunther title defense, and he still gets to face Chad Gable down the road.
You know, like people are kind of assuming that Gunther is gonna lose at Mania, because Sammy's challenging him. That's it. He's gonna win the IC title, and that's gonna be the end of the Gunther's reign. They never think about, okay, what if this isn't the end of Gunther's reign? What if there's another time for him? Because meron na tayong babyface moment here with Cody with finishing his story. So what if they could give Chad Gable his own moment para di siya masapawan, diba? So I want people to think about that before complaining online about how they're screwing Chad Gable. So maybe they're biding their time. I don't know. Maybe they will give him his own moment at some point.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely Chad Gable still very much in play. All right, we'll take another break from all this wrestling talk and hear from our other podcast on the Pod Network.
Hi, I'm Joelle, and I'm back. Did you miss me? I wouldn't call this a season two, but rather just another era with more lessons, realizations, and thoughts from all the overthinking. And it's not just gonna be me this time. We'll have special guests, other POVs, para mas marami pa tayong masagot na paano kungs ng buhay to hopefully help you find the answers you're looking for. Tara, this is Joelle's podcast, Paano Kung.
All right, back on the Wrestling Podcast, still on the ongoing WrestleMania XL card, a six-man challenge ladder match for the tag team titles held by the Judgment Day are going to be defended on WrestleMania. It was announced on Monday Night Raw this week that a six-pack challenge for the ladder match, or for the tag team titles, will be defended in a ladder match on WrestleMania, and the qualifying matches will happen during the week. So, Emil, do you have teams that you want to be a part of this six-pack challenge?
All right, so the qualifying matches were announced on Raw as well after the announcement of the match itself. And this looks like this is going to be the spot-heavy match. We have been saying on the pod for weeks now, there is going to be a multi-man or multi-team match at Mania, and this is probably going to be it. So, like with the Intercontinental title, we already have a one-on-one as of right now. With the US, I think they're still gonna sort that out. But ito, meron na tayong sure na multi-man championship match at Mania is gonna be for the tag team championships. It makes sense because the tag team division right now on both shows are stacked. So you kind of need to cater to all those teams to for them to have their own Mania moment here. And for me, my preferred teams are based on the qualifying matches that were announced. We're probably going to be seeing DIY in there. Awesome Truth, I think, because of the ongoing story there with the Judgment Day. And I think the New Day is probably going to be slated in as well for a shot there. On the SmackDown side, they announced like two teams are going to be qualifying in there. So, depending on how announced yung matchups. But I think it's probably going to be, I think, the Street Profits. I don't know. Street Profits are probably going to be in there. And possibly, I don't know, maybe another team in there, probably going to be LWO or yung team nila Umberto and Angel Garza. Yeah, there, the New Cash Republic, there, another team in there that is in the mix. So expect this one, they're going to have multiple teams that have momentum in the past few months to be in there. And I've seen a lot of takes now. This is probably going to be when they are going to finally split the tag team championships. Now I've seen a lot of fantasy booking. Now one team is gonna pull down the Raw and one team is gonna pull down the SmackDown tag team titles, and we're gonna have that split again. But I don't know about that as of right now. But the important thing is, at least the tag team division will get its shine come WrestleMania.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, ito yung precursory everybody in the pool match ng WrestleMania. Everybody needs their shine, diba? As we all know, on any Mania card. So it's nice to see that the tag team division also gets their spot. Diba? Ladder matches are always fun. And si Judgment Day is a stable that's facing enemies on multiple fronts as of the moment. So I like how, tulad ng sinabi mo, diba? Nandun si Awesome Truth. Doon si DIY, and then they also have history with all these other teams involved. So maganda talaga panoorin or abangan ang mangyayari dito sa six-pack challenge na to.
Yep, definitely. This is gonna be, I think this is gonna be the opener maybe to night one. Kasi that's when you will hype, that's where you're gonna hype up the crowd. And this is something that could, you know, hype up the crowd kasi in past Manias, they always would go to the ladder match to open things up, to hype the people up for the entire 2-day extravaganza.
Speaking of the people and listening to them, Candice LeRae is now making headlines for the insensitive comments she cracked at Maxxine Dupri in the middle of their tag team match. So to set the table, it was Candice and Indy taking on Maxxine Dupri and Zoe Stark in a tag team match. And in the middle of it, Maxxine will try to hit her signature reverse caterpillar on a prone Indy Hartwell. Candice LeRae steps in and just starts going at poor Maxxine Dupri, telling her that una-una, Indy's not gonna take that move because she doesn't even know how to do it properly. She then says that if the internet hates her, then just wait and hear what the ladies backstage have been saying about her. She also brings up Maxine's dead brother. Ang dami niyang sinabi, which made Maxxine so emotional that she was actually hit with a big boot from out of nowhere, a la Orton, and then pinned for the win. Now, after the show on Raw Talk, Candice was asked by, I believe it was Jackie Redmond, who asked Candice about her comments. Siyempre, dahil nag-turn na si Candice, she did not acknowledge anything and just walked off camera. So, also another clip shown backstage was Zoe Stark confronting Maxine as she walked out emotionally of Monday Night Raw. So, Emil, what do you think about the goings-on in this currently happening storyline?
So, it's clearly, it's clear that they're bringing what, yung perception ni Maxine Dupree on the internet into a storyline here. Like, we talked about it a few weeks back of, there was a clip of people booing Maxine Dupree, and, even though she's a babyface, so it's an acknowledgement from them of the thing, of the entire thing. And I think it's smart for them as well to bring it, because at least they are aware of the situation of regarding Maxine Dupree, and they're acknowledging it. Now, hey, we know your feelings about her, and we get it, and we're bringing it into a storyline. Is it wise for them to do so? I don't know, but if she signed off on it, if Maxine signed off on bringing it into a storyline, then I'm all good for it. I mean, first of all, like, yung bringing up the dead brother thing, if that is something she didn't sign up on, that's messed up. But I feel like she's all in the man with this story, and this is possibly something that will be a breakout thing for Maxine Dupree. Finally, people are gonna accept her. People are gonna be, finally acknowledging her. And hey, she's new here, and she's just learning things. She's going by it week by week. And this is the story that they're gonna tell moving forward.
I just find it a little funny that this is a thing that's happening now. I guess we're in an age that the Triple H regime acknowledges things that happen on the internet. Right? We saw my most recent example that comes to mind is Alexa and Bianca doing that scary movie sequence in the middle of the ring. Porque may nag-tweet lang online. They decided to just copy it, and people are now, oh my God, right? But I don't think it's smart of the creative team to utilize something that smarts do in a house show, these know-it-all wrestling fans. Because what's to stop them from trying to put themselves over during a live show in the hopes of being a part of the story? There will be people out there who want to be part of the thing. Kaya nga uso yung mga tumatalan na fans sa barricade, eh, because they feel like they want to be a part of the thing. Diba? And the uso din yung mga nagmamarunong online and say you can't wrestle and all this and that. So I don't know if this is the right move for them, because I feel like it encourages the wrong kind of behavior from these gatekeeping fans.
I mean, if you do it for major storylines, yeah, I would agree with you. But this is a hindi naman to sobrang major storyline on Raw na it's it will be messed up if they bring in what the Smarks think is the right thing. So I'm okay with it.
You're still
so
on TV, though. You're still on TV. You're still getting airtime, right? And you're still acknowledging it on the larger scale of things, diba? Regardless of how much airtime it gets, it still gets airtime, right? So I get that they are trying to give Maxine a character here and build off that guest thing she did on Insight, but I don't know if this is the right way to do that.
Maybe they will. My thing is, maybe they will do right by her. And so far, they are naman. If something happens when I feel like it's going to be off, that's when I think it's going to be a big problem. But right now, it seems like, people are talking about it. Like, Raw has been a few days ago, but here we are in the pod. Like, this is one of the major things that we're talking about on the show. So,
First of all, wala naman tayong recording noong Tuesday. So, hindi talaga natin pwede pag-usapan.
Exactly. Diba? Right. So right now, it's fine. It's fine by me. If they do something messed up in the next few weeks, then you know, maybe we can circle back to this. I guess that's what I'm saying.
Like, what's messed up enough for you and it'll make you draw the line?
Maybe something na we're gonna be, oh, maybe a line was crossed, you know. But right now, I don't think they're crossing the line, pa. Like, it's like the Christian Cage thing, right? Like, they're just acknowledging that, oh, I heard you have a,
yeah, but Christian Cage wasn't inspired by the fans, Emil. Nobody shouted dead fathers at wrestlers in house shows. Christian thought of that himself and developed the character. Diba? If this is their way of relying on characters, then yung mga writers just hit message boards, the Reddit threads, just to fucking look for storylines now. And I don't know if that's wise, because social media is very toxic. And I don't know if that's a thing you want to be bringing to a live television show.
You know, like, again, this is just a small dose of it. Like, hindi pa siya dumabot sa territory na ano, na I'll be unhappy with it. Like, I agree with what you said. Like, I agree with what you said. But as for me, as of right now, it's not something na I'll be worked up on.
All right. Okay. We got time for a little bit more wrestling talk in the week. Let's move on to the things that happened on Impact. Sacrifice just concluded last Sunday, Manila time here. And we'll have slide for TNA. And we have two new sets of tag team champions. So on the men's side of things, the system now hold all the major titles, or all three of the major titles on the TNA roster, with the system winning and defeating ABC in a tag team match at Sacrifice. And on the Knockout side of things, new Knockouts tag team champions, Spitfire, Danny Luna and Jody Threat, defeated MK Ultra at Sacrifice as well. Now, as the resident Impact reviewer here, I appreciate that they are giving a young team like Luna and Threat an opportunity to shine. Diba? Magandang yung Impact doon, because Danny Luna was largely an unknown quantity in NXT UK, and that she was just there, you know, to fill a spot or whatever. I never really caught her as the attraction of the show, as the main event, so I'm glad that she's getting to shine. She really seems more confident in an Impact ring now. She's developed a lot more in terms of how she moves and how she talks on the mic, especially without the two other members of Subculture. Jody Fenn, on the other hand, is somebody that I only discovered watching Impact. So it was nice that they were able to put them together. On the other side of things, I don't know how to feel about the system winning all belts. Medyo weird siya sa akin, because it's starting to feel like a WWE. It's starting to feel like they're trying to pull a Bloodline storyline 2 years too late. You know, si Moose has defeated everybody since becoming champion, and now Myers and Edwards have titles, and they might be holding on to those titles for a long time. So parang rehash lang siya noong Bloodline storyline. But we're able to update yourself on Impact, Emil?
Di naman masyado. But I do have something to say about the tag team scene in TNA. I think it's weird that Myers and Eddie Edwards are champions, considering the tag team division in Impact, or in TNA, sorry, is pretty deep. So I'm actually bummed that ABC lost the titles. Like, they're actually my favorite tag team, aside from Subculture, down there in TNA. And you know, they could have given the title to Grizzled Young Vets, like, who I thought is a team in which they could push the tag team division upwards, right, in an upwards direction. So maybe they're doing this for storyline purposes, that they have a stable winning all the tag team titles. But again, the TNA tag team division is stacked, that they could have had another team be the champions and continue the carousel of TNA tag team division, which is, again, one of the deepest in wrestling right now.
Yun nga eh. Yun yung hindi ko din maintindihan. They could have just given it to GYV. Because I really thought GYV was going to win in the 2 out of 3 falls match. They really set it up that way. And the swerve was very unwelcome. And even more unwelcome is ABC just dropping to Myers and Edwards. I get that they have to give the TNA mainstays a bone, right? Because Mustafa Ali, with the X Division title, now aligning himself with GYV. Those are mostly new guys to the company. Right? And they have a stranglehold on the X Division right now. So, gets ko that maybe this is them throwing Myers and Edwards, who have been loyal ever since they've gotten to TNA, a bone here. But I don't know, man. It's like, hindi na bago sa akin to. And it kind of Impact, white Impact.
Yeah, exactly. TNA's gonna TNA, I guess.
Yeah. But that does it for this week in Wrestling Talk, guys. I hope you enjoyed our quick episode for the week. Again, dalawa lang kami. We will be talking more about wrestling in the following weeks, hopefully with more people jumping on. Let's address the comments here for a bit. Sabini, Uncle Al, Alan Maliari, Con versus PCO was, I don't know, sort of unnecessary. I definitely agree. I don't know if you guys caught the Impact segment of Con and PCO just brawling backstage, but it was the dumbest fucking thing I've seen on TNA. So unnecessary. And yeah, the eventual Shelly heel turn will happen, which I also agree. They have been teasing it for quite some time, so I definitely want to see that happen. Medyo may
check. Ano ba to? They're teasing a breakup of the Guns?
Yes, because ang current storyline ngayon sa TNA is that Sabin and Kushida are on one side of things, and Shelly, who competed and lost his title to Moose and competed and lost again, feels like he's being left out of the Time Machine trio. Yeah,
I'll be bummed.
I think it was about to happen. Honestly, right. I'm just glad that they kept the titles away from them, because I don't know if they needed an option C storyline here, but I'm pretty sure it was bound to happen. Like, that's probably one of the only reasons the Guns agreed to return to Impact, was to do something different and face each other in the ring. And frankly, I think it's a welcome addition, because yung Guns have been always just together faces all the time, diba? So them breaking up and them facing each other, it's a welcome wrinkle for you. All right. Sabi din ni Nico, I'm a Night Owl. I don't know how I'm going to make it to an early mania at Skinny Mike's. Well, ako din, di ko alam. But we are going to make it happen, my guy. We're all going to be there bright and early on April 7 and 8 at Skinny Mike's and at Hobby Stadium in Quezon City. All right. That's it for this week in Wrestling Talk.
For you got any plugs?
Yes, yeah. That's what I was getting to, Emil. calm down. But before we do end the episode, I do have some things to promote to the wide world of listeners out there, starting with my one-year anniversary show at Cinema 76 in Quezon City. We have been doing the open mics there for a year now, and I think it's worth celebrating. That is why this Tuesday, March 19, we have Ryan Remsarita and Andren Bernardo holding it down as headliners in a very, very stacked lineup that I will be hosting. So sana pumunta kayo and support this little room of mine that has been allowing us to perform stand-up comedy for one whole year. Ang laking bagay niyan. For tickets, head to www.comedymanila.ph/shows, and then you can just find the poster there. Also, a brand new episode of the Class Clown Podcast happens tomorrow. It drops tomorrow, and with me is writer, very accomplished writer, and very accomplished stand-up comedian in Marguerite Alcazarin de Leon. She is a writer for a very well-respected news agency that has won a lot of awards. Some might say it is the Rappler of the news agencies. It's Rappler. It's just laughter. And as we talked to me about that and about being a stand-up comedian in the modern world. So sana pakinggan niyo yung episode ko. It's dropping tomorrow on Spotify. Just look up the Class Clown Podcast with Chita Liao.
All right, ako naman, just again, support the pod by subscribing to our Patreon. We write the weekly reviews there for me, specifically for the AEW weekend shows. And yeah, just again, a few reminders, WrestleMania viewing party, it's tinyurl.com/WrestleMania40PH. Early bird tickets are still available, so we'll see you there.
All right, that does it for this week in the Wrestling Podcast. You can follow us on social media at Chino Supersize, at Emil.
No, at EML underscore Meister.
There we go. At EML underscore Meister. For our co-hosts, Stan C, it's at underscore Stan C. And for Ro Moran, it's at Ro, R-O is War. For Rowan A-S-H, it is also at Monday Night Rowan, N-I-T-E, Monday Night Rowan. And let's give a special shout out to our babyface pod manager, Jasper. Yo. We're celebrating an important milestone with the pod network. Congratulations on the promotion, bud. Dial Jan, there you got live air horns. Wala tayong soundboard. Congratulations. And a very special shout out to everybody that helped us put the show together. Teresa, to Jasper, of course, to everybody at the Pod Network, and to all of you guys for tuning in to this week's episode of the Pod of the Wrestling Podcast. Join us on Monday as we drop a Picks of the Week episode, and next Thursday, where we hope that more people can be on this stream. But yes, for Emil Date and for my co-host Stancy Romoran, Rowan ASH, I have been Chino Liao, and this has been the Wrestling Podcast. Paalam, mga kapodcast.
Peace.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.